Boy Rava. Yesh Hadar L'Tzvairis, Yein Hadar L'Tzvairis. Rabbi Yisrael Baya, Yesh Hadar L'Tzvairis, Yein Hadar L'Tzvairis. L'Kerem Medamin Olay, Adil Matala Duragalim. So we've already discussed yesterday the basic idea. The Gemara is asking if the Chatzi Nezek Mitzrayim jumps to Nezek Shalem after three times. Dumya the Chatzi Nezek of Tam, of Karen. Or if it stays the same after three times, Dumya the Regel, which stays the same no matter what. That's the Ivaya of Yesh Hadol Mitzrayim and Hadol Mitzrayim. So Rashi, in the first Rashi on the Amid, brings two pshatim in this Ibaya. Two possible pshatim. Rashi's first pshat is that we're talking here about a tzoiris of Karen. A tzoiris of Karen meaning that it's a davar mishuna in the first place. So it's only a davar mishuna the first three times. If the three times, it's always davar mishuna. So then, maybe it becomes Chayiv Nezek Shalem. That's Rashi's first chat. Rashi's Lishna Achrina is that we're going on Tzvairus Kiyu Chayu and Tzvairus of Rego. And the Gemara Zibai is at Tzvairus Kiyu Chayu. Do we say that after three times you pay Nezek Shalem? At the end of the Rashi, Agirsa Rashi says Kashamati v'Iker. Agirsa says Kashamati v'Iker. That means Rashi holds the Iker is the second shot, and then Rashi is the Kash. Avakashali, even the Meikar Avu Orche. I say Lahachi Chatzin Nezek Mishalem. Mali Chatzim No Mali Meizimni. Rashi has to start Shtaka Kasha. What's the difference one time or a hundred times? By Karen, we understand it becomes Rechayu. By Rego, which is Rechayu in the first place, what's the difference one time or a hundred times? So there are those who take out the Girsa of the Iker, since Rashi ends up Shver in the second shot. So on the skillion of the Gemara, it says there are some who take out the Girsa of the Iker. How can Rashi say the Iker is the second shot if Rashi blibes Shver in the second shot? However, if you learn the Rashi's and the rest of the Amid, it's a plea how anybody could take out the word v'ikr. The Tiferes Shmuel in the back makes this point that Rashi throughout the rest of the Amid is going with the second pshat. Rashi's going with the pshat that we're talking about Tzoiris of Orchayu, Tzoiris of Rego. So to take out the word v'ikr is a little of a pelva. So you have to leave the ikr in. Let's say that Rashi really holds that way. Avol kasha, Rashi has a shorakai. But nevertheless, he holds that that's the ikr pshat. Stam tzoiris is rego, or chayu, and the iboi, the yeshadol, the tzoiris is going on a rego dikat tzoiris, or chayu dikat tzoiris. And that's the way you have to learn a Rashi. Because as you learn the Rashi's baita, the Rashi consistently goes with this mahaloch that the boy of Yesh Hadol HaTzoiris is by Rego. The only thing is, we have to answer Rashi's kasha. Rashi is a kasha, if you have a Tzoiris of Rego, what's the difference one time? What's the difference more than three times? So that kasha, l'chay, is a very stark kasha. Tzoiris, if something is Mishona, I understand, after three times that is Mishona. But if it's not Mishona, if it's Orchayu, what's the difference the first time or the fourth time? So the bottom line of Tosis on the Yom Aleph says it here. It's hard to understand what Tosis means. The last three lines of Tosis on the bottom of the Yom Aleph. Mashpirsha kuchis the boy the shadol shak look maybe she urchayu. Give it up orche mali par mishena mali par mervi. It's la pirchihi. Give it to Dami Rachman Allah Karim Bechati Nezek Shaya Pei Hadar. Need some kind of Hezber. Tosis doesn't explain the Svara. So he says it's shayach. Shayach anyway. It's not answering Rashi's kasha. So I don't know. So that needs a hesber. Anybody have a pshat? We'll talk about some pshat in the answer to kasha. I know Tosfos seems to be answering it without explaining it. So I'd like to tell you two pshatim. One which I heard from Rebbe Yechazan, who we can share here in the yeshiva, and one which is in the Imrei Moshe Simchav Ches. There are two pshatim to answer Rashi and Tosfos kasha. That by regel, what's the difference the first time or the fourth time? Keren, we understand. Keren is Mishona, so the fourth time is different. But regel is Orche. If regel is Orche, so then why, what's the difference the first time and the fourth time? So Rav Chazan answered based on Rashi and Gimel and Beis. Let's just review. On Gimel Amud Beis, we had, and we discussed this, Halacha Moshe Mesinai of Tzrayris. So we said, is Halacha Moshe Mesinai of Tzrayris a Kula or a Chumra? We discussed the question at the beginning of this parak. Is Halacha Moshe Mesinai mean it really should be Chayim Nezek Shalim? Halacha Moshe Mesinai knocks it down to be Mekel to Chatzi Nezek. Or is no, really Halacha Mishum Sinai is being machmir on Tzvairis, really it should be Pater, and this is Mechayivit. So Tosfos on Gimel Amud Beis said Beferish that Halacha Mishum Sinai is being Mekel. Halacha Mishum Sinai came to be Mekel, that Tzvairis would be Regel, it would be a normal Regel, and Halacha Mishum Sinai came and knocked it down to Chatzi Nezek. And Tosfos said, Baharaya, it's part of Rishus Rabin. We don't change it to Karen and be Mechayim in Rishus Rabin. Because Tosfos says, Halacha Mishum Sinai only comes to be Mekel on the Tzrayris, and not to be Mash. Rashi was Mashma that it's a Chumra. Because Rashi's Lashon was, remember, that Halacha Mishum Sinai of Tzrayris being Chatzi Nezek is that the Halacha Mishum Sinai takes it out of Knas and makes it into Mabim. The Halacha Mishum Sinai comes to turn it into Mabim. So we said, what's the difference if it's Knas or Mabim? It's a Chumra. It's a Chumra to be Mabim. Because if it's Knas, then my Knas is Pater. And if it's Mamin, then my Mamin is Chayiv. So the way we learn Rashi is that really Tzrayris would be Pater Lagamri. So there are two Chidushim. Halacha Mishum Sinai is that Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. Even then I would think it's a Knas. Mashmullah, Halacha Mishum Sinai, that it's not a Knas, it's Mamin. Why would I think it's a knas? Why would I think at first glance like Rashi it's a knas? Obviously, because it's not something that it's something which is becheskashim, or the Bailam don't expect Tzrayris to happen. The Bailam don't expect that Tzrayris are going to happen. So really, the Bailam should be Potter. Al Chmishasina is Nachmer that Shechayev Chatzi Nezek. That's the way to understand Rashi. If you say it's a chumra, it means maker, right, then you'd be potter. You can explain it differently, but the way he explained it was that the ikar adin would be a knas, it would be something that you shouldn't be chayiv ikar adin. And then the Chumash Mishina is mechayiv you anyway. Comes out, it's really like Karen. Karen is also the cheska shimor, and you should be potter. And the Torah is machmer mechayiv you chatzi nezek. After three times, you come mechayiv nezek shalom by Karen. By regel, if you go to the mahalach of Rashi, it's the same thing. originally Meikir Adin, you'd be Potter on Tzoyrus. Alach Mishasin Hai is Mechayiv you. So if you hold Yesh Hadol at Tzoyrus, the Pshat is like this. The Pshat is that without Alach Mishasin Hai at Tzoyrus, maybe the first three times you'd be Potter. You don't expect it. After three times, this animal somehow is in the habit of causing Tzoyrus. And now it's a moon, now it's a nor, a regal ki yochayu, now it's chayiv. So that there is a difference between one time and three times. If you're learning up Rashi, that me'ikar ad-din, the Bailam are not responsible for Tzoyrus. So then you could learn that after three times, the animal does Tzoyrus three times. I don't know exactly the mitzvahs. How do you get in the habit of doing Tzoyrus? Stepping on rocks and it shoots out from under your foot? Doesn't sound like something you can get in the habit of doing. I don't know, maybe if you walk a certain way, or the animal likes to step on rocks, I don't know exactly how you become prone to doing it. But Lamaisa, this animal did it three times in a row. So it became a mu'ud for it. So Meikar Adin Itzchayim. If you hold that Tzoyrus came to be Machmir, so then Tzoyrus three times is different because Meikar Adin Tzoyrus three times is Chayim. And then it's Chayim Nezek Shalom. So if you hold that the din of Tzoyrus like Rashi Shita came to be machmer on you, so it's very good. Mali chazimna, mali four times, I can answer. Four times, it's already your chayiv. It's without halacha mishmasina, I'd say your chayiv. The first three times, without halacha mishmasina, I'd say your potter, kamash malad, dalach mishmasina, to be machmer on you, to be mechayiv. Now this is the way Rav Chazan touched up, or at least answered Rashi. it all depends how you learn that Rashi on Gimel Amud Beis. But if you learn the Rashi that way, then this is a teretz. The Rav Moshe has a different mahalach, almost a reverse mahalach. And he's Masber that the Shaila here is whether you can compare Mu'ud of Karen to Mu'ud of Regal. That's the Nida. Could you compare Mu'ud of Karen to Mu'ud of Regal? So Taisus says, Rashi and Taisus both say no. Karen is Mishonah. Three times it comes Orche. Regal is Orche the first time. Three times is nothing. That's what Rashi and Taisus have shared in Rashi. The Rav Moshe says that that's all true. If you hold Palganiska Knossa, and we pass in Palganiska Knossa. The way we pass in, what does Palganiska Knossa mean? The way we talk about Karen all the time, that really the Bailam don't expect Karen to happen. The animals, because Kashimur Kaimi. The Bailam don't expect Karen to happen. If the three times, bang, now you have to expect it, it changed to a mu'ud. If you hold Palganiska Knossa, then you're right. Then it makes no sense. The body of Yesh Hadol Tzoyrus. However, our Gemara is going like the Mandiyama Palganiska Mamayna. Our Gemara is going that Chatzi Nezek is Mamin. What does that mean? That means Bestam Behema Lav Becheska Shima Kaimi. That means the Stam animal you have to be worried about Karen also. Karen is not so Mishuna. You have to be worried about Karen also. So why don't you pay Nezek Shalem? So the Gemara said, Rachmona hu dechas aleim. The Torah had Rachmonis. You have an animal, and it did something that started, it was only Bishisaram, it was Mazik. So Karen is fart, not as usual as regular shame. Rachmona hu dechas aleim. You have an animal, the first three times the Torah had Rachmonis, it said you pay Chatzi Nezek. The fourth time, no more Rachmonis, you pay Nezek Shalem. That's Pshat Neman Yabba Palganiska Mamayim. The Nekuda of Imre Moshe is this Nekuda. That our Gemara is going like the Man Yama Palganiska Mamayim. Yvoye Yesh Adol Atzreiris is going like Yenna Man Yama. And Mamela, the Dini and Tereg, all makes sense. Because why do you pay less the first three times? Not because it's Bishonah. But because Rahmanu the Chasaleh, you have an animal, it's thought to be Mazik, the Torah is Rahmanis. Once it's a wild animal, it's Mazik all the time, no Rahmanis, you have to take care of it. If you accept it, Rav Moshe's Yisoid, the paganiska, the agamara is going to mind yama paganiska b'mayna, then his teretz makes sense. That the dinyan of keren to regel is good. And just like a keren, we have rachmanis the first three times, and then you pay full amount. Tzveris, we had teretz rachmanis the first three times, and then you pay the full amount.
My mama says paganiska mama also holds that the child of
I think so, yeah. I think so, in other words, it wouldn't fit into the opinion. So. Yeah. Okay, Allah Allah, you're right. If you want to be a chalak. And the Torah says you pay the gufa. It's a gamma mesi echatzun. That's how we learn that. The chatzu was cast by the gamma mesi echatzun. That's how we learn that. Gufa, the chayr, everyone has to hold it.
How can I take a sugya? And in order to answer a kasha, that's an ayin like a sheet that we don't pass it like. It's not a normal way to answer a kasha. It's not normal. You take a sugya, you have a kasha, you say it's going like a madiyama, we don't pass it like. No, I have a raya to it. Because the Rambam and the Rif are mashmit this whole sugya. I mentioned yesterday, Yom Shishleim asked, why the Rambam and the Rif? Why do they leave out this sugya of Yesh Adal Atzrairis? They don't bring down the inyan of that it's a speik of the deen of Yesh Adal Atzrairis, it's the Ibayid La'ivshat and the Gemara. Why don't they bring it? Now, Bishlam of the Rif, the Mefarshim say that the Rif doesn't bring it. In our Rif, rather, he does bring it. If you look in the Rif, I'm assuming you won't look, so you won't notice. Well, everyone says the Rif doesn't bring it. I think the Rosh says the Rif doesn't bring it. Rav Shlomo says the Rif doesn't bring it. It's an Arif, but obviously it took your size in the Rif. But anyway, the Rif doesn't bring it. So why didn't the Rif bring it? So the Rif is not so schwer because the Rif only brings dinim that are made with manazeh. And Mu'id, Shara Mu'id requires a Bezdin Shosmuchim. So it could be that's why the Rif doesn't bring it. However, I think the Rosh answers that. However, the Rambam brings everything. Rambam brings even Hilchos Sulam Mashiach, even brings Halachas that are knowing Bizman Mashiach. So the Rambam should have brought Yesh Adal Atzrairis, he should have brought the Shaila. So yesterday, we discussed the Yamshu Shloimeh's Teretz, that this Ibayah is built on the previous, and once in the previous Ibayah, we paskin that Atzrairis is not like Tam. So Lagavi Gufa, so there's no second Ibai. But Dimrei Moshe says, no, this whole Gemara is going like the Mandiyama Paganiska Mamaina. And therefore, Chalai Aliba de Hilchasa. We pass the Paganiska Mamaina Knasa. The old Paganiska Knasa, so then the whole Sugya doesn't apply. Because then the Mali Chadzim, the Mali Arba's in it. So this is the Imre Moshe's Oiftu, that our whole Sugya is going Chalai Aliba de Halacha. He gains with that why the Rambam doesn't bring it, and he gains with that to answer Rashi's kasha, mali chagim the mali arba zinni, because it's just like every keren is chagim and arba zinni is the same. There's nipsi one time or four times, even though it's oroche, if you're part of this gemara minor. So the same thing with regal. That's the imrei baruch, and that by itself would be a nice tikkun keren. However, he adds another piece to this. Is a Shver Rambam. I'll read you the Rambam. I hope you'll cap which part of it is Shver. Kelef Shadotel Chararo V'Holach Loi L'Gadish. The case we discussed yesterday, the four cases on the board. Kelef Shadotel Chararo V'Holach Loi L'Gadish. So Allah chala v'al mokem acharora. How much do you pay? The chala and the mokem acharora. You should pay. Nezek shalom. So acharora mokem dead. He says nezek shalom. Good. Hashal hagadish. How much should you pay? Shara hagadish is hatzi nezek. So far, so good. al hagadish v'haylech v'sayreich. The animal took the coal and it dragged it, the whole gadish, it was burning all over the gadish. So it took the coal and schlepped it all over the gadish. Mishalim al acharara, still nezek shalim. Al mokem hagacheles chatzi nezek, why? Why if the animal takes the coal and drags it all over and burns it, why pay chatzi nezek? Because it's mishana, it's karen. Like Rashi says, for an animal to take a coal and walk around with it, it's mishana. So if it takes the coal and drags it all over the place, so al mokem hagacheles chatzi nezek, val shar hagadish. Now, if it slept the coal through half the gadish, it let go of it, and the rest of the gadish burned. Ashar hagadish potter. So, the Rambam on the shar hagadish your potter. What's going on here? The animal took the coal with the cookie, and it walked in the door of the gadish. If it would have stopped right there and put it down, where you put it is nezek shalem. And where it went would be chatzi nezek. The animal didn't do that. The animal took the coal and it started running through the gadish with it. So wherever it put the coal, that's pashit, that's regular karen, chatzi nezek. But now it burns the rest of the gadish, mechayiv, on the rest of the gadish, you're potter? Why should you be potter? The Ravid says, Amar Avraham lesa, Soiris ayadei shinoi, Mervia nezek mi'olay miftar. It's totally v'yeshinu l'tzreiris. It's at least chayav a revia on the rest of the gadish, right? It's tzreiris, like we said in our Gemara, that eish of a shar is tzreiris of a shar, and you should be chayav on the rest of the gadish, either chatzin nezek or revia nezek. However, you hold tzreiris of karen. So to pella. Shot in this Rambam, so the Mefarshim may have a hard time answering it, because the Mishnah says something that nobody understands. Because the Mishnah says that the fire is kayach kayachay, not kayachay. I don't understand what he means. Why is the fire kayach kayachay? You put the coal down, the fire spread. It's not kayach kayachay. So we don't know what the Keset Mishnah means. That kayach kayachay. Yeah, it's a very shair Rambam. What's shot in the Rambam? That if the fire spreads through the gadish after the animal ran around with it, that you're potter on the rest of the gadish. Why should be such a thing? So the Imre Moshe says that the Rambam is telling us a chiddush. We've said a million times this year that all mazikim are chiddush haTorah. Without a chiddush haTorah, you wouldn't be chayav. Torah is the chadish, shalom yishalom hamavir as habeira. That if you light something, you have to pay for it. The Torah is talking about who lighting a fire? Adam. Shalom yishalom hamavir as habeira. So the Gemara says, Pasach ha. The pasach hakasa b'memayinai v'siyim b'kufay. Torah starts ki seitzei eish. The fire went out on its own, and then it says hamavir es habeira. The one who lit it is the one he lit it. It went out on its own. So from there we learn ishay mishum chitzay, that if you light a fire and it spreads, you're the mavir, you're chayiv. That's the chiddush haTorah of eish. The Torah didn't say eish is chayiv. He'd be put. Now, if an animal lights a fire, what's the deal? Torah doesn't say animal lighting a fire. So let's see. The Rambam says that if an animal lights a fire through regel, it's Torah's. That means the animal took a cookie in and put the cookie down and the fire spread on its own. So the Rambam says you also Yishay Mishum Chitzay. Chitzay of an animal is Torah's. So you pay. I, the Torah only said, Mishalim, Mishalim, Ma'avir, Sabeira. So must be, the Lamdis is, that we say, just like by a person, if a person makes a fire go, it's considered his Ma'isa. If the animal makes the fire go, it's also his ma'isa. We're medama milsa la milsa. Medama adam tishar. Adam lights a fire and it spreads. It's his ma'isa. So must be, we could ask, how do you know it? It's a kashim. But it must be that the Rambam understood, and the Gemara understood, that if a regel, a normal animal, eats a cookie and lights a fire, that's also considered as ma'isa. So that's good by Adam and by Regel. By Keren, the Rambam holds there's no Eish. Because Keren is not a normal ma'isa. Keren is not a normal ma'isa the animal did. So it's enough to learn it from something that's daimalai. Adam amazik is mamin. His Eish is also mamin. Regel amazik is mamin. His Eish is also mamin. Keren hamazik is a knas. It really should be pater. So we don't learn Eish of Keren out of Keren. Because you can't say that just because by mamin Eish is chayiv, so too by something that's a knas, Eish is chayiv da'ilucha, that you give him a knas in a normal case. You want to go from a knas to Eish, make a tasty. You have to learn it from Adam. So it's not there. That's pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that Eish of Keren is potter. The only time Eish is chayiv is by Adam or by a normal regel. Eish of Keren is potter. So therefore, Kel Shadot al-Kharara, Va'achal as-Kharara, Va'olach as-Agadish, Vidlik as-Agadish, that's regel. It's chayiv, just like Adam, his mom and and Eish is considered as Maisa. Regal is Mammon, Eish is considered as Maisa. But if Hoya Megaras, Achala, Ala Gadish, Vahilach, Vesairif, if he was running around all over the Gadish, burning all over the place, which is Karen, which Mishalma Sa'ala Harara, which is Shay Nezek Shom, Amokim Agachelos Katsi Nezek, it's clearly Karen. Al Shara Gadish Potter, why? We're learning in his side that Eish, Keren of Eish of Keren is Potel Lagamri. There's no Chiddush HaTorah of Eish by Keren. Again, why? Why? For this reason, that you can only learn from Mamin to Eish, not from Kenas to Eish. Kenas is a Chiddush, you can't learn out of Eish. That's Pshat in this Rambam. Frekdem Rei Maisha, it's a wonderful Pshat in the Rambam. But it's a Spira for the Gemara we learned yesterday. You want to say that by Karen there's no Eish. Very good. If you look at the board, case number two, shot number two of the Gemara, which was Rava's Maskana, shot number two of the Mishnah of Alagadish Chatzi Nezek, was it's Mishnah, and you pay Chatzi Nezek. Why? With Karen. Why Al Shara Gadish you pay Chatzi Nezek? According to the second pshat, it's the Eish of Keren. And Yechayiv Chatzi Nezek. That's not true. According to the other pshatim, it's not Keren. Well, the first and third pshat were knocked off. According to the fourth pshat, it's Takana. According to the fourth pshat, it's Regel. But we had a Gemara that offered the second pshat, had no kasha on it. And Rava's Maskana was like the second pshat. And in the second pshat, we had Eish of Keren, which is Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. So how are you going to tell me Shtikl Torah in the Rambam and say in the Rambam that if a Keren causes an Eish, you put the Lagamri, it's a steer to the Gemara. The Gemara says if Mishunah causes Eish, Chayiv Al Gadish Chatzi Nezek. So Dimri Maisha, according to my aside, it's not Shver. This whole sugya is going like the Mandiyama Paganiska Mamaina. The whole Gemara is going like the Mandiyama Paganiska Mamaina. If Karen is Mamin, if the animal is Lav Beches Kashima Karen, it's a regular Mamin, then in Achinami, just like Regel has Eish, Karen has Eish. All the same. Regel could bring about Eish, and Karen could bring about Eish. So now a sugya, which is going like the Mandiyama Paganiska Mamaina, So taka if it's mishuna ala gadish chatzi nezek. The Rambam is lahalacha, lahalacha paganista kanasa, paganista kanasa. Then on a kanas, the Torah was never mechadishesh. So this is the Emor Moshe's third nekuda. So he takes three nekudas with what appears to be a daichik to say our Gemara is talking paganista mamina, but it answers three kashas. It answers the kasha why the Rambam doesn't bring the sugya hadal tzairis. It answers how the Rambam can paskin that there's no eish by Karen, which is Saisa Agamara. And it gives us a teretz on Rashi's kasha. How could you say hadal tzairis? I mali chadzim no mali chidaladzimni. Teretz is if you hold that Karen is mamin and it's chos rachmana, and that's the difference between the first time and the fourth time. Semper regal, you could say the same thing. So with this one nekuda, he answers all three kashas, and the sugi is good. It's just neshalayli b'delfasa. That's it. Okay, let's see some new Gemara. As reminded here, Gemara says dayoy labamin adin liyas kenidai. The first time I ever gave a drasha, and Rav Palm was in the audience, was a number of years ago when they started. The yeshiva has during the 9 days, always has in the summer, has an asifa. The first time they did it, I spoke, someone else spoke, and it was between Mincha and Maariv, the yeshiva. So Rav Palm was here for Mincha, so he sat through my drasha. So, maybe a little nervous, but I gave my drasha. See, afterwards, he came over to me to tell me something. So I was, what's he going to tell me? First time hearing me speak. So I had said, I'd used this expression, Daya lavoy min adin liyas kenidin. So he told me, no, it's Daya lebo min adin liyas kenidin. Every yeshiva velt will say, Daya lavoy min adin liyas kenidin. Everyone mispronounces it. So he corrected me. He said, "Daya lebom min hadin liyas kenida." That's the way it should be. So at least I always remember that now. But so. He told me other things about my drasha too. But that was the first thing. The Palm, he used to say, it grates his ears when he hears the bachram daven for the yamid. He once called me over. I was still a bachra. I daven milcha for the yamid, and he called me over and he told me that. It's not Karen, it's Karen. It's not Tzedek, it's Tzedek. Words, it's not Melech, it's Melech. Words that have two segals, the guys pronounce Murad, they pronounce at the end of the word. It's a weird thing because most words are supposed to be Murad, usually we mispronounce Melel. The punkt is, on the word Melech, people say Melech, or Karen, Matzmiach Karen Yeshua. Karen, Melech. What? MS. MS is different. Why is MS different? MS everyone mispronounces. Everyone says MS, but MS is MS. Why is it there? Every word with two segals is Melel. MS is not. Why? I don't know why. No, why? You know why? Because there are no two segals in the MS. On the Aleph, there's no segal. It's a chatef segal. A chatef never gets an accent. So it's supposed to be MS. All other words with two segals, like Melech, or Sheker, or Tzedek, are Malayal. Rav Palm used to say that Sheker is MS, and MS is Sheker. Because people say Sheker, they pronounce it Malayal, they say it the correct way. But MS is Sheker. The way people pronounce the word MS is incorrect. It's MS. But all the other words are Melech and Tzedek. And I was very taken aback when he told me that. I was very flustered. Then I thought about it, so I went over to him later and I asked him, I said, if I mispronounced that, I probably mispronounced other things too. So he said, as a matter of fact, It's funny, all the things I did wrong, I hear the guys do wrong now when they down for the Amid. Matzmiach, Karen Yeshua. Everyone says Matzmiach, as if their accent is on the Ach. It's Matzmiach. Anything with a Patrick Kanuva at the end never has the accent. So that's not the point. The point I wanted to tell you is that a couple of years later, somebody in Yeshiva was a novel, a Bacher, he was davening for the Amid. So Rav Palm asked me to tell him that a great, Rav Palm thought it grates everybody's ears when the way he davens. He told me exactly the same thing. I should tell him that it's Melech and Tzedek and Keren. So I went over to him and I told him. So his reaction was, he's never davening Mincha for the Amid again. He grabbed, had a brother who was also in Yeshiva. He told his brother, should daven Mincha, and he'll daven Marav when Rav Palm's not here. He's not Chazar Zashat. So his reaction was that, you know, he's just not going to do it again. Better be a fool and happy than correct yourself. Better to correct yourself. And correct yourself once, and hopefully you have it. I don't say my Nilels and Marah right, but I say the ones that I was told, at least those I tried to correct. Anyway, Dayoy Labamin Adimli as Kenidai. Okay, let's learn the Gemara, the new Gemara. A Rabbi Zibai, a Shadol Tzoyes, Ein Adol Tzoyes, a Karen, the Gamin Alei, Oy Dilma Telda de Regel. Toshma. Hidus, dancing, a chicken dancing, Ein I Muid, Eshaim Muid. Hidus Hechlak Adai, Tanach dancing. Eli Hidus Vehitis. My life is going to other clusters in me. Umar Kenifli, Gimarsav, Yesha Dom, Arsav, Ein Adol. So this will be a raya to be pashut ibaya. So Taisus says, Taisus on Yaman Aleph, that this is a raya that we're talking about regal, because hidus is normal. Hidus is normal for a chicken, and memela it's a raya that the Gemara is bringing to be pashut ibaya. Yeshadal the tzrayris, it's a raya we're talking about regal. So Nachlas David says, no raya. Who says? Maybe chickens, a certain dancing is normal for a chicken, and certain dancing is not normal for a chicken. Mecha Tesi, that hidus is normal. Okay. At any rate, the Gemara says, Loi. The Chazim, the Pluchtet Simpus Rabbanan Kemitli, is the third time we had this, twice in the Yaman Aleph, once here, that the mission of hidus is no right. Toshma, Behema Shitilo Galolim Le'isa. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Mishal Nezik Shalom Rabbi Lozal Mechatzi Nezik My life could go into Ovid Plus Azimni Baha Kemiflegi Masava Yeshado Masava Einado. Now here right away we have to clarify Hitilo Glolim was saying is Tzrayris, right? Hitilo Glolim is Tzrayris, and Tinfa Peiris, I rashi learned Tinfa Peiris means it rolled into Peiris. But the Rimagash learned that Tinfa Peiris means it was Matal Meir Aglaim on the Peiris. So why, if you Matal Meir Aglaim on the Peiris, that's shame. And if it's Matal Glolim, it's Tzrayris. So the Rimagash writes in the Sheet of Kubetas, the difference is that Atolus Meraglayim, the Meraglayim is still connected to the Behema when it hits whatever it's Mazik. And Atilak Rogalolim, it's not still connected to the animal. And this Rimagash is the other Rimagash we had the first day we started the Perek, who holds that Taitz Tzrayris is connected. As long as it's connected to the animal, that is. The Tzrayris is disconnected. As long as it's connected to the animal, it's Shein or Regel. And if it's disconnected, then it's Tzrayris. So Meir Aglayim calls the mind that connected to the animal, that's Shein. Yitzilo Glolim means in a way that's not connected, and that is Tzrayris. And that's his Yisoid, which we had the first day, which is a Chiddush, because when someone's Matal Meir Aglayim, you can't pull it back anymore. Once it's out of the guf, not connected, like a string is connected to a dli, or a wagon is connected to an animal that it can pull it. Once you mount a Marab lion, the connection is just an incidental connection. It's not something you can do anything with. Alpha PK, the Rimagash holds that that's called connected, and that makes it not be Tzairis, which again is the aside one last time, that Tzairis is not Pshat. Tzairis is Kaichai, and Regal is not Kaichai. They're both Kaichai. Just Regal is Gufai, and Tzairis is Kaichai without Gufai. The Ika word is not the word Kaichai, which we always use, because Regal is Kaichai and Tzairis is Kaichai. The Gavard is Gufai. Regel or Shein is Gufai. Sriris is Kaichai without Gufai. And that's what he learns here as well. Akoponim, here it's Zichat talking Kitilo Galalim. We have a Machlaikis. Gemara wants to say, they argue, if Yesh Adal and Sriris, the Gemara says, Lai. The Chazim, no, but Pluktis, the Sufis Rabbana, Kenifligi. That it's a case of Sriris. And as the machlaik is, Tzrairis is chatzi nezek or nezek shalom. Vaha mishunahu. What's the kasha? That it's mishunah. See, here we have a problem. What's mishunah about an animal being makul galalim? What does the Gemara mean that it's mishunah for an animal to be makul galalim? Animals do it all the time. Makul galalim all the time. In the Issa. So it must be, it's Mishunah for an animal to be makul galalim in the Issa. That means an animal cares where it's makul galalim. Well, it's just makul galalim wherever it is. It sounds like the animal, it's not natural for an animal to be makul galalim on other things. It's normal for it to be makul galalim on the ground. That's what it sounds like. An animal is not makul galalim on things, it's not the glolim on the ground. Okay? We live in New York City, I guess we can see that animals are not the glolim on the ground usually. Not on things, I guess. So let's accept it as pshat, we'll see why it's important. So I think Gemara the Dachak Le'alma. What does Dachak Le'alma mean? It means it was in a tight squeeze, and therefore it's not Mishunah. When it's not the glolim, it was in a pen. It was in an enclosed area. It couldn't move. The only way it could be matul galalim was on the things that were under it. And the mela, that's why it was matul galalim. And that's really the Gemara's maskana. The Gemara just says, Leimer of Yehuda Alof, because somebody has a kasha, but this is the maskana of the case. Now, for an animal to be in a tight place with Issa under it is itself mishonah. But vice versa, that doesn't matter. Okay, and we'll see in a minute. In the case of the Targal, it's going to be very important. The animal getting into such a place, b'chayra, being in such a spot, is itself mishonah. For an animal to be in a tight pen, and the only place it can be makul galalim is on Issa, dough which is under it. How often is an animal in a spot where it can't move, and it's standing over dough? Like this, we don't care about that. The fact that it got into this circumstance is not the point. The point is, the Hatolas Galalim itself is normal. You asking? It's just like this Gemara, no? The Dachak Le'alma makes it normal. What does it mean, Dachak Le'alma makes it normal? Because how you got into a mess is not the point. Once you're there, if what the person does, the animal does, is normal, that's called normal. Right? If an animal climbs a tree, not normal for an animal to climb a tree. But once it's on the tree, it eats an apple. So is that mishonah, or is that normal? Should we say, well, to climb the tree and get to the apple, that's not normal? Or should we say, well, climbing the tree is not normal, but that's not a hezek. Eating the apple is the hezek. It sounds like for this Gemara, how you got into a mess, that's your business. Who cares if it's mishonah? Once the animal's in this position, it being not the galalim is normal. Now we're going to have to see if that stems with the sugya of Tarnagol, Shashitrade, Roshay La'avitis Fulchis. And then we're going to come back to this. So we'll give it a few minutes, we'll see. Fakti Gemara, Lamer of Yehuda, Halachika Sumchis, Lamer of Allah, Halachika Rabbana. Rav Shaiman, the Eliel Sashachar, Yesakasha here. He says that in Shas, when the Gemara says, let's say Rava says halacha karav. Why doesn't mean Rava said halacha karav? Every Amora had to pass him. The Amora is Rava Shmuel, and actually everyone had to pass him. Whenever a Gemara says Omar Rava halacha karav, it means Rava went through this sugya from scratch. And he says that he feels, he has rayis, that halacha karav. I mean, obviously, if Rabbi Shmuel had a machlokes for the next 200 years of Tanur of Amirayim, everyone, when the Shaila came, had to pass them one way or the other. That's not what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says, Oma Pliny, Alocha Kaplaini, it means he did a Darach Besugia from scratch, and he feels that he's got the authority to pass them. Kaplaini. That's what it means in Shas, when it says, Oma Pliny, Alocha Kaplaini. So Shainan asks that it doesn't make sense in a machlokes of halacha l'moshe b'sinai. What's a machlokes sumchis in the Rabbanim? Sumchis says that we have halacha l'moshe, the Rabbanim say, we have halacha l'moshe b'sinai, that Tzvairus is chatzi nezek. Is it a svara? No. Is it based on a Mishnah? No. It's a Kabbalah. Moshe Rabbeinu told us, halacha l'moshe b'sinai, that Tzvairus is chatzi nezek. Sumchis said, my Messiah is different. My Messiah is the Chatzi Nezek, that Tzrairus is Nezek Shalem. They're two different Messiah. What does it mean? The Halachim Shemesinai, these was passed down. How could anyone come later and say Halachim Kesumchis, Halachim Kerabanan, in a midi she'enai tali b'svara? Something that doesn't depend on svara, what does it mean you come along and you say Halachim Kesumchis, Halachim Kerabanan? What are you saying? And obviously, you have to pass them like someone. Everyone has to pass them like someone. When the Gemara says halacha kaplaini, it means you're adding something. In every machlaikis, in every Mishnah and Shas, Amiroyim had to pass him. Right? You have a machlaikis, what bracha do you make on grass, on herbs? Machlaikis, bairpi adama, bairpi asafa. Machlaikis in a Mishnah. So I'll ask you, the Amiroyim didn't pass him? Ram, when they ate these type of foods, they didn't pass. They won't pass it. Everyone had to make a bracha. So why did the Gemara say, "I'm a pliny, I'm also kaplaini"? So that's not what it means. It means he did a darach and he comes with a new shita. So Rabbi Yehoyah says, "Tarachin, how there could be a Gemara playing halacha kesumchis, halacha karbanan?" You can't say the whole verta. The words halacha kesumchis, halacha karbanan don't seem to make sense. It applies with Tarachin. So to possibly answer it, I'd like to share with you something I saw in the beginning of the sugya. But if Machlokes Sumchis in the Rabbanon, who asked the Meretz Chiyus, I think asked that the Rambam writes that you can't have a Machlokes in Halacha L'moshe b'Sinai. What does it mean a Machlokes in Halacha L'moshe b'Sinai? If someone says, I have a Messiah from that comes from a Moshe Messinai, Messiah Yeshua, Yeshua is a Canaan, it came down to me. If a God of Adar says, I have such a Messiah, so if someone else doesn't have the Messiah, he has to be Mekabalit from him. What's a Chayach and Machlaik is, in Alach HaMishim Messinai, the Rambam says, Takim, not Chayach. The Rambam in his Adamot Pirish HaMishnayis writes, that all the Machlaikis in Shas are in Svara or Drasha. That in Alach HaMishim Messinai, it's not possible to have a machlokes, and one person had Kabbalah, one person didn't. So the one who didn't is Makabal from the one who did. So Frekta Meretz Chiyus, what are you going to do with this machlokes Sumchus in the Rabbanah? They're arguing again, Halacha Mishnah Sinai. If Tzrairis is Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalim, it's machlokes Halacha Mishnah Sinai. So you have a Beferish machlokes in Shas, which doesn't stem with the Rambam's insight. That's his cash. So I saw in a few of the Haitik Svarim, I think the Brechas Avram, and one of the other Svarim, I don't remember which one, that they bring from the Brisker Rav, from the Griz Amasechtes Yuma, Griz Amkachim, Griz Am Yuma, that the Brisker Rav says on this Rambam, that there were some halacha Moshe Messina is that we're nishtakach. We may have Moshe Moshe, we have a Kabbalah, that certain halachas were forgotten, 3,000 halachas were forgotten. V'hadra v'pupulei. And somehow, it's a tremendous madrega of Godless, that they were able to be mahadir, to bring back a few halacha Moshe Messina's, v'pupulei, from darshaning, the tagim shel Torah, however they darshan these things, I don't know. But even though it's all from Sinai, they were able to dash in them from Ramazan. So the Brisker Rav writes that whenever you find in Shas a machlokes in halachas from Sinai, it's one of the 3,000 halachas in Ishtakah from Eyeb Leishal Maishim. And they were hundred of Pupula, so Baita was Tali and Pilpul. And once it was Tali and Pilpul, so you could have a machlokes in Shas. That's what the Brisker Rav writes. In which case? Is Simchas masking that there was a lot of Bishem Sinai about Tzoyeris?
That's
so for me, right? Is there a cool or not? So that's what it depends on. Well, if you hold Simchas holds, you pay Magufa, then there was a lot of Bishem Sinai.
And the
Yeah, but the Rambam says that in Elohim Shem Sinai there is no Machlaikis. Which appears to mean that
there's no machlokes if there
isn't
halacha
machin sinai.
All
machin
is halacha
machin sinai,
but it was.
Okay, there you go. Alright. The Brisker Rav says that this came from these halachas in Ishtarachu. If so, if you take that on, then Rabbi Yalev's kasha is answered. He's asking, now what should I say halacha kesumchis on something that's halacha machin sinai? It's not totally bikulpula. So Teretz is that these are totally bilpukula. These halacha mishum sinai are totally. You should know there are many halacha mishum sinai we never think about. The way tefillin look. That's halacha mishum sinai. From the psukei haTorah, there are no drushes that tell you that tefillin are black, that tefillin are square. The whole it's all halacha mishum sinai. Most halacha mishum sinai there are no machlokes in the bat. We don't give it two thoughts. Every once in a while, you have a Lashon HaSinai, which is how Machlaik is. That's because there was some those that were nishtakef me, they have Lashon HaSinai. Okay, at any rate, the Gemara says, Kololam Yisrachalei, Sakat Haytach Amino, Hayol Basa Gufei Grayri, Gufei Dami Kamashma. Tashma. Tarnaga, the Tani Rabbi Vayachaskal. And we have here the most memorable case of Mazik in Masechtas Bava Kamma. Even little kids who daydream through most of the Masechta tend to remember the case of a Tarnagal, Shaheshit Rode Roshe La'avik Rizkuchis. The Tarnagal got its head stuck in a bottle. The Tokabai Vishavrai. It's been suggested we're going to have a Shaila. Is it normal for a chicken with a bottle over its head to scream and break the bottle? So one summer I was in a bungalow colony where they used to have animals, chickens. So there were some yeshiva guys who said that they should experiment to see. We're going to have a shayla tomorrow. If it's mishuno or normal, once the bottle is on its head, we're going to scream and break it. So it'll be an interesting thing to try. It sounds like something we do in camp, no? To try and experiment and see if it's normal. So that we're going to get to tomorrow. And this sugya of whether this is considered normal or not normal, which goes up to the next amid, is no semeach in Perek Beis of Hilchis Niskeimam in Perek Beis Halacha Tes, which we're going to do tomorrow. We spoke about it back on by Tinfa Peiris when we had it the very first time. What was it, Dalet Amud Aleph? I think we spoke about the Ar Semeach, and it's Hashem that we're going to deal with tomorrow, and then we're going to get to